Hey, people. I am sitting here after eating a hearty dinner of my homemade meatballs and spaghetti. The spaghetti wasn't homemade, nor was the sauce, but the meatballs were. But that's not important. What I am sitting here telling you is Happy New Year. Welcome to 2019. And this is our first episode since the very technically difficulty. Wait a minute. What's the word I'm looking for? An episode filled with a lot of technical difficulties in the live streaming of episode 158. But that's past us. And this is our first episode of the new year. First guest with Jay of the Nerdcast. Former Nerdcast and soon to be Nerdcast again. I really feel like he's going to come back with it. And, you know, we'll help him out in any way we can. We'll be with him any way we can. Shout out to the guys of the ABC podcast. You'll hear me briefly mention podcastmo.com, something that as soon as I get upstairs, I'm going to really sign up for with them. I'm here for them, do anything they need, whatever. You know, I can't wait. And you know, other than that, enjoy the episode. Like I said, it's things we're looking forward to in 2019. It's the first episode of the new year. Hopefully a lot of big things to come this year. We're excited about the new year. We're excited about getting back on track. And, you know, we're excited about keep going to our buddies at the Beer Sauce Shop. They got a lot of big things coming, too. We didn't want to get into it on the air because until they officially announce it, we don't want to talk about it. But, you know, it's going to be a good time. It's going to be a good year. And when the bomb goes off, you get the first episode. So here it comes. Sure we're all on the same page, and I think we are, but what we're not on the same page of is Bender, because he ain't here.
No, he is not.
Flop is not here, but she may be here in a little bit. She decided to stay for the practice for my daughter's volleyball team.
This is just avoiding responsibility of this podcast.
Well, no, she never stays, and we got a new coach, and it's a little better of a team wow. with the new coach, because in typical Flop fashion, it's an English-speaking coach.
Oh, that's good.
And so the girls understand what's going on now. But that said, with no Flop and no Bender, we had to go seek a replacement. We didn't have to, but I just figured out, you know, new year, let's start out with a guest right
out
of the gate.
Should I take that as an insult?
Yes. But it is a returning guest, and that's Jay of the Nerdcast, or at least formerly of the Nerdcast. Are you coming back out with a new one this year?
Hopefully. I haven't really planned anything yet, but hopefully by the summer I'll be back.
Yeah. I mean, you don't have the excuse of moving in a new house and stuff. You're
right.
In there. You're settled.
We're settled. I just don't have a studio to record in anymore.
Yeah. I didn't take the tour of the house. I was over there for a game night last week. Was that last week?
Yeah, I think so.
What games were played? Mystery?
We played Codename.
Codenames.
Which was fun. Okay. Very fun game. Although I will say this, and I hate to start out by giving my guests a hard time. I had one of the coolest clues, I thought, in Alliteration 3. You're allowed to use one clue and one number, and that number is how many words on the table are connected to that clue.
Okay.
And there were four words on the table that started with S, so I figured we had a good shot if I said alliteration 3.
Okay.
Because they could get three of them. And this guy started using rhyming words and something. I don't know what you were
using. Yeah. I had a couple brain farts during that game.
Your wife was the only one that nailed the alliteration.
Yeah.
She was like, oh, that's a good one. Yeah, I'll allow it. Because I didn't even know if that was legal. I didn't know if that was cheating. So, because you couldn't say S3, because then that would give it away, you know.
Right.
Oh, hey, it's an S word, because that's cheating.
Yeah.
But we played that, and then we played some Cards Against Humanity for good measure.
That's a fun one.
We played on New Year What's Your Meme, which the adult version, which is pretty fun too. Yeah, that one wasn't too bad.
Is it better than Joking Hazard?
I think Joking Hazard's the best one.
I loved it.
Never played that.
I've got it. You know the online comic strip Cyanide and Happiness, the little stick figure guys with the block?
Yeah.
It's the same guys that created that, and you put together the comic strip. We put one down, and everybody puts the next panel down.
Ooh.
And they're pretty raunchy.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, you get little stick figure penises drawn on them sometimes. But they're not vulgar. I mean, they're vulgar, but it's more hinting at the vulgarity of it.
Right. That's right up my alley.
Yeah, that one's fun. Hey, that said, we'll just jump right in. I texted you this morning, you yesterday and you this morning saying what we're going to do this episode. Since we didn't have a real theme or a real plan, I just knew we need to get the episode out.
we had some technical difficulties with the last episode, and I fixed it to where I'm going to re...
No, I heard you wrote a sternly written letter to Podbean.
It turns out I think it was Audacity and not Podbean. But Podbean has messed up quite a bit of late. And between Podbean and Google, man, I'm telling you, Google's, they got this new app out and it's awful, but I use it because eventually I'm hoping it's better than their Google Play app.
Sure.
But it's not yet now. And they messed up our feed when we changed our name for a while. And Audacity, and this one, there was something about when I exported it, there's no sound on it. And so I went and redid it this morning, and it's ready to go. So I'm just going to re-upload that into the thing. So anyone who downloaded it, it will have to re-download it. But if you didn't, just go to Facebook and watch the live. You can watch the replay of the live stream. Maybe you'll
see cute babies and one of our guests get berated by his wife.
Yeah, yeah.
It wasn't me.
Yeah, it wasn't me either. In fact, my wife never berates me on this episode. She may have moments where we know that I'm in trouble afterwards, but never on the episode. But that said, we didn't get to everything we normally do on the New Year's live stream. So what we didn't do is talk about things that are coming up in the year 2019 that we're looking forward to, are kind of what we want out of 2019. So I'd asked you guys to come up with that. So we don't have a format. I just figured we'd just start talking and getting into it and maybe have some good discussions on some things. And as always, we acquiesce to the knowledge that our guests bring to the table. So what first thing 2019, what are you looking forward to?
Movies.
I got movies is probably where I'll start too. And if we do overlap some of these, it's okay. Just jump on it. I want to hear your movies and then I'll run down a list of mine as well.
There's too many to count. My wife and I were talking about it. We went to the movies a few times over Christmas break.
What did you see?
Into Spider-Verse.
Best movie, one of the best movies of the year, if not the best movie of the year for me.
Great soundtrack, too.
Yeah, yes. Even a little, what's his name, that my daughters really like, and I even downloaded it. I like him, too. What's his name? The main song.
I'm drawing a blank on it now.
Yeah, I don't know why I missed it. He sings Rockstar and Psycho and...
Nickelback?
No.
You said Rockstar.
Well, it's a hip-hop version
of Nickelback?
No, it's not got anything to do with Nickelback.
No, it's actually good.
Yeah, it's really good. So, gosh dang it, I can wish I could. Anyway, that one of the best movies. I saw you guys recently watched Wreck-It Ralph, too. Was that you?
No, it wasn't
someone else on my Facebook.
One of my kids saw it, but we didn't go.
It was good. It was good. Yeah. I enjoyed it. Yeah.
Aquaman?
Oh, how was that?
That was really good. I was really surprised.
It got good reviews.
Yeah.
And it got, I think it ended up slipping into the 80s on Rotten Tomatoes, but that's, for a DC movie, that's a solid
Of the other Justice League members in the movie?
No, just him.
Huh. Are they still doing that, or are they going to reboot that?
I think they're going to keep going. There's some...
But a new Wonder Woman too, right?
Yeah, and it's a prequel just like this was, right?
Yeah.
No,
this is after Justice
League. Oh, it is? Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, because they reference it.
Oh, that makes sense, because he would have been a little more powerful had he had the trident.
Right.
So what other movies do they have?
Coming out of Shazam. Next.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Is he in the Justice League?
He's in the Justice Society, most of it. He's been in the Justice League, but...
So what is the Justice Society?
It's the Golden Age version of what the Justice League, the older version.
Okay.
Like, the predates the Justice League.
The original Flash and the original Green Lantern.
So he was in the League of Nations, but not necessarily the United Nations.
Right, there you go.
Got it.
That's a good way of looking at it.
Hey, you know what? I'm out here for the people.
Yeah, Post Malone, by the way. That's who does that. Post Malone, it just hit me. What else did you go see? Anything?
And then we saw Mary Poppins Returns.
My daughter went and saw that Friday with one of the girls from our softball team.
Yeah.
And she enjoyed it. Now, my daughter is not a girly movie kid, and she said it was good.
Yeah. We watched the first one before we went to the theater. First one was better. It was the same story with a different ending.
Now, was Dick Van Dyke the same character?
No.
He wasn't the chimney sweep then?
No.
You mean Lin-Manuel Miranda? Is he the same character as Dick Van Dyke?
No, this is...
Well, Dick Van Dyke's in the movie.
He's in the movie.
Yeah. Oh, he's going strong at 90, man.
He played two roles. He was two roles in the first one. He was the chimney sweep, and then he was the older bank...
Oh, that's
the
right.
Boss.
That's right.
And so he plays the boss's son in this new one. Because
Which he could have still been the boss.
Only one person can be the boss.
Yeah,
that's pretty... You can raise that up.
I don't know how to do it.
This one focuses on the bank's kids as they're adults.
Oh, okay.
So it's set a few years later. Mary Poppins comes back to help him with his kids.
Oh, okay.
So...
Yeah, Emily Blunt, she's a treasure, right?
She
is a delight.
Yeah, she is. And I think that's a pretty solid pick to carry on the Mary Poppins.
Oh, yeah. She did good.
I bet there's a sequel.
Yeah, most likely. I bet
there will be. If it makes money, there will be a sequel.
Oh, it makes money. Disney makes money when they poop on a plate and put it out there for the world to see.
Yeah.
Right now, anyway.
Cars 3.
Cars 3.
Cars 3 is not bad. Cars 2 is garbage.
I never saw 3.
And then there's a 4 coming out now, too. So.
Is there?
Yeah. And Lightning McQueen is 3 the one that where it's passed him by?
3 is where it's passed him by. That's what I liked about that.
There's not a 4. But there is a Toy Story 4.
Yes.
And
yes.
I will run through the movies that I wrote down that I was looking forward to. And then the last two, I'll save the last two, which is obviously for me the big ones. But you have Captain Marvel. Glass. I'm very looking forward to Glass.
The previews look good. Yeah.
You have Shazam. You have Spider-Man, Far From Home. I'm excited about Godzilla, King of the Monsters. You have Lego Movie 2, although I am disappointed because I'm a, you know, being the big Dan Harmon fan I am. I'm a huge Rob Schraub fan also, and he was fired from directing and replaced. But we'll see. New Mutants, because it looks like a cool take with the scary movie vibe to it.
Right.
Obviously, Hellboy. Then there's John Wick 3, Joker, a origin story Joker. Maybe Joaquin Phoenix will be good enough.
Joaquin Phoenix is playing Joker?
It's the... It's his origin story. Wow. And maybe he'll be good enough that they'll just take over with him as Joker.
Yeah, okay.
Because he looks like Heath Ledger.
Yeah. And it's directed by Todd Phillips, who did The Hangover.
Yeah.
Road Trip.
Yeah.
Or not Road Trip. Old School.
Old School, yeah, that's right.
That's interesting.
Men in Black International, I'm kind of looking forward to that. That trailer looks fun.
Yeah.
Pet Sematary and It, too. I'm looking forward to
Sometimes
those.
Sometimes dinner's better.
Hobbs and Shaw, oddly enough for me. I'm the first spinoff to the Fast and the Furious franchise, and they're the only two entertaining parts about that franchise for me. So I'm interested to see how much money that'll make. Zombieland 2.
Oh, okay.
And it is a real time sequel, so it takes place 10 years, 15 years,
something like that.
And then the top two, Avengers Endgame.
Yeah.
Because it's going to be the end of all that is in the Avengers and the Marvel universe, and we're going to go to a new phase with new heroes like Captain Marvel and stuff. So I'm anxious with that. And then mainly for this podcast, and maybe the greatest argument we've ever had, I'm interested about Star Wars Episode 9.
Yeah.
We'll see what happens. I mean. I hated 8. I just hated Episode 8.
It's not bad.
It wasn't great. But,
it wasn't great.
Bender's not here, so there's no way to tell us how great it was. Did you enjoy it?
I liked it. One of the things I took away from it was the whole point of this new sequel trilogy is to hand it off to the next generation of fans. So that was a big thing I took away because my kids are playing as Finn and Rey and those characters like we played Luke and Han. And
I get that, but I would argue that they would have played any character that Star Wars put up there. Like when we were talking, I think it was on New Year's, Bender was talking about, we brought up the Me Too movement and the women empowerment, we brought up Star Wars, and me and Tom both were like, it could have been Rey, it could have been a guy, anybody in that movie.
Oh, yeah.
We don't consider that a female-led movie because that's an ensemble movie.
Right.
And he's like, yeah, but she was the star. I'm like, yeah, but it's Star Wars.
Yeah.
Who cares?
Yeah.
You know?
I just don't find Rey. I mean, she's not – I don't dislike Rey. I just don't find her that compelling. I don't feel like Daisy Ridley has a lot of charisma.
I think that's a lot to do, too, with how they – and they, you know, they kind of – they wanted us to have that Luke, I'm your father moment.
Yeah.
And I think that they just kind of bobbled it.
Well, it hurt having two different writers and directors.
Because
you don't have one cohesive story like you had with the other
trilogies. I think the writers really killed it because one writer could have wrote and worked with the directors, but it was a big time.
Well, yeah, that's a problem. And then I think Adam Driver just is by far the better actor.
He chews up scenery. I mean, he's very charismatic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Boyega, too. John Boyega, for that matter, is very.
For sure. And Poe, the guy who plays Poe.
Yeah, Oscar Isaac.
Yep.
I mean, you got all these Oscar-nominated and Tony Award-winning actors, and then you have a newcomer. That's tough to overcome.
Yeah.
Well, and I think Disney does a disservice, too, by putting a lot of the story now in the supplemental material.
Hate it.
So to understand what's going on in the galaxy, you have to read these other books or comics or know what's going on to get the full picture.
And people will say that that's always been that way, but a point of fact on that, it was only that way after episode after Empire.
Yeah.
Right before Jedi, when they realized that there was this marketing machine that could push these to a new level. It wasn't always that way.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But it is now, and that's the way it's going
to
be.
And it got huge in the 90s with all the books that were written, and it got to the point where you...
Even the 80s into the 90s with Timothy Zahn's Hand of Thrawn trilogy, which is the best.
It's a really good trilogy. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, the one thing that it will make me feel better is I do realize that Episode 7 was kind of a New Hope rehash.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But it was my favorite of the trilogy movies. Yeah. Rogue One was my favorite.
Rogue One was really good.
Most strong. And I haven't seen Solo yet, so...
Solo's good.
I think it's on Netflix now, so I'll give it a chance.
Yeah.
It's not a movie anyone wanted, but it was a lot better than I thought it should have been.
Yeah, and I think we talked about it. The only reason I truly believe it's considered a failure because it didn't make money, and the only reason it didn't make money is because they fired the director, and they had to redo a lot.
Well, I think the time it came
out,
too.
It just didn't make a shit ton of money.
It didn't make what... Well, it's hard to say. I mean, I bet no Star Wars is technically make money because Hollywood likes to hide that money, so it ends up not paying any of the actors years down the road. But it didn't even... I mean, it wasn't the box office smash they wanted compared to how much it cost. The most expensive one.
Yeah.
Because they did so much redoing to it.
Right. And they just leased it at a bad time. I mean, you're 5 months away from The Last Jedi.
We talked about that, too.
And then when it came out with Avengers and Deadpool, and people were just movied out by the time they got to it.
Yeah. Hey, do you know anybody that saw the Deadpool PG-13 cut?
I wanted to go and take the kids, but my wife shot it down.
Vetoed that, huh?
Yeah. I would like to...
Solo, by the way, made $92 million according to Wikipedia.
That's not a lot.
No, that's not a lot.
No. I tell you, the Deadpool thing, I didn't need the PG-13 version, but when I saw that it was not just an edit, but there was a lot of extra PG scenes, and you know those scenes are meta, referring to why it's PG. Like the whole Fred Savage thing. Apparently, he's in the movie doing the Princess Bride bit,
right?
Through most of the movie,
really.
So, I mean, that's enough for me to want to see it.
That's kind of fun.
Yeah.
When it comes out on Blu-ray, I'll end up getting it. And,
yeah, I'll check it out too. Yeah.
Of all the movies you mentioned, the only one that I did not hear was Top Gun 2.
I didn't see it. I didn't see the billing for it. I don't know that it's coming out in 2019.
It's not on IMDb.
Because of the injury he sustained, they had to stop shooting.
Forgot about that.
The broken ankle.
Yeah.
And I don't think that, the story I read, there's absolutely nothing wrong with there's no turmoil. It's just he broke his ankle.
Yeah, because he does all his stunts.
Yeah. And that was still one of the nastiest looking things that came out in 2018 when he'd made that jump. And
yeah.
Everybody was breaking down. I saw expert like long jumpers breaking down how his form was off. I'm like, come on.
Yeah. He's a 55-year-old man.
And he's supposed to be running from gunfire. So it's not like, this isn't like textbook.
Why is Maverick running from gunfire? That doesn't sound good.
No, he broke himself in Mission Impossible.
Oh.
That's what it was, Mission Impossible. Okay. And it delayed that.
Gotcha.
No, I was thinking the same thing. But you have to have a running scene with Tom Cruise in a movie.
So. Yeah. Just like Harrison Ford has to do his like dive where he's like...
Hey, you want to know what? Real quick. Speaking of something you always see in a movie, you know how Brad Pitt eats in every scene in Ocean's movies?
Yeah.
I watched Ocean's 8 this week.
I did not know that, but that's fun.
You've never seen... You don't realize it? Brad Pitt eats in every scene in that movie.
Did not know that.
Yeah.
That is a fun fact.
Yeah, and so I watched Ocean's 8. Have you seen it?
No, I haven't.
It's worth watching. It's a good movie. And what I didn't know is because I was lukewarm on it when that came out, not because I love the Oceans movie. I like all three of them. And I was sure with the cast that I was going to enjoy it. Yeah. But it wasn't something I had to rush out and see. So I watched it, and I didn't know it was so closely connected. She is Danny Ocean's sister, Sandra Bullock's character.
Uh-huh. Is he in it?
No, and the only, and this is a spoiler alert, the only thing, he's dead. And even in the beginning,
she
alludes to the fact that if you end up jumping out of that thing, it's going to make me mad. Well, the final scene is her going back to the mausoleum and popping open some champagne and setting it next to him because mission accomplished.
Yeah.
It would have only been better if off screen he'd have said good job or something and made her turn around.
Yeah.
I would have enjoyed that. Now, what's his name? Ruben or not Ruben, but what the old guy that finances him in the first two movies and then they try.
Oh, Elliot Gould.
Gould's character was in it.
Oh, Elliot Gould is a delight.
Yeah, he's in it, and there's a scene that they didn't put in with Matt Damon because right as they were about to release it was when Matt Damon's small bit of hot water came out, so they cut that scene. So Linus, his character, was in it and then removed. But it's enjoyable.
Yeah.
I mean there's charismatic women in it. So anyway.
Yeah. So I saw a movie. I saw Vice.
Oh, you've been waiting to see that. You've been talking that
been
up more than
I've been very excited about it, yeah.
It's an Oscar caliber movie, they say. Nah.
I mean, it
his
probably
performance,
will be.
His
oh,
performance.
My God, yeah. He's great. It was too gimmicky.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
I could see
that. Adam McKay, like, style of, like, acting like you're an idiot and not, like, having to, like, spoon-feed you all the facts. After about two-thirds of the movie, I was getting really, really tired of it.
Yeah.
Like, the cutaways and...
Oh, what he? Yeah, that what his thing is. Yeah, yeah.
A lot like of in The Big Short.
Yes, exactly yeah. like that. Like so, there's a scene where he's sitting down with Donald Rumsfeld, played by Steve Carell, who was fantastic in it, and a couple other guys. And the waiter comes up and like gives him a menu of like all the different kind of torture options that the America was using in Guantanamo Bay,
oh,
and
boy.
Explaining it like it was a fine meal. It's like, eh.
Hey, real quick, I hate to break a topic, but. We got a little snippiness on the Twitters just now.
Oh, no.
And that is Bender. I put, you know, I check in like we always do.
Yeah.
And I put on here, we're doing Sunday. I asked Bender about Sunday. Or well, anyway, I put on here that we're recording episode 159 now, and he put, thanks for the invite.
Oh.
I'm going to screenshot his text or the text message where he tells me he's busy Sunday and... Just put it on there for him. Like, hey, you said you were busy.
Damn, Gina.
What a little girl. I hope he listens to this. What a little girl.
Only he listens when he's not on, so he knows I'll be listening to him.
That's right.
Jay's going to peek behind the curtain today.
Yeah, he really is. He really is.
I'm going to get a hate tweet because I'm here in his place.
Hey, speaking of breaking news, the Baltimore Ravens, who were down 23-3, I believe, at one point, have the ball down by 6. At the 47-yard line with 29 seconds to go. I will keep you boys
informed. So they're coming back. Huh. I'll be darned. Good for them.
So moving on, what about TV are you excited about, Jay, in 2019? I call that a segue.
I really don't watch much TV, actually.
I'm sorry.
I binge a lot of stuff on Netflix after
that counts.
The fact. But, let's see. We're in the process of watching The Ranch. We're on season 5, so we haven't seen what happens with Rooster.
We have watched it.
Yeah.
And... I was talking to Bender,
that's
and I
Rooster
talked
Cogburn.
To Tom about this, is it's not, like, overly funny. There's some funny scenes, but for whatever reasons, I just enjoy some of the people in it.
Yeah.
I enjoy the characters they've created. So, we enjoy it. We're caught up.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I guess they handled the Rooster thing as well as they could. One of the things I will say about that is that they...
So what is the Rooster thing?
It's Danny Masterson. He's kicked off the show because of the rape allegations and the sexual assault allegations. They've left it open-ended, and this is not a spoiler. It's they left it to where he could come back, but he is not coming back.
Yeah.
Not.
Yeah, gotcha. That's what I had heard.
Yeah. So, but, I mean, man, I tell you, TV-wise for me, there's one – well, there's a couple of big things. First and foremost, Game of Thrones.
Yeah. Yes, absolutely.
That's the one show we watch.
And when is that coming? April?
April. Yeah, April 4th, I believe, or April 20th. One of the two. There's some metal big. I mean, regardless, it's in April, and I'm very excited about that. There's also a couple of. I mean, we cover Game of Thrones a lot on this episode, so I guess there's no. I'm just excited. It's the finale.
Absolutely.
It's 8 episodes, right? 8 or 9.
I think so.
I'm excited. The other two shows that I'm looking for, there's three shows I'm looking forward to, but one is Good Omens, one of my favorite Neil Gaiman books.
I'm in the middle of the book off your recommendation.
Oh, I love the book. And it's Michael Sheen and Frost Nixon, not of the Sheen brothers, Sheen, and David Tennant of Doctor Who fame.
Okay.
And Jessica Jones fame. And I'm looking forward to that. Essentially what it is, it's the Antichrist is born on Earth.
Oh.
And two angels, Crowley and who's the other angel? Is it
starts with an A? I can't.
Yeah, it's not Asmodel or
something along those lines.
They've always been buddies, even though they're on the opposite sides of the army. And they decide that they don't want the world to end. They like it the way it is. So they get together.
So one's an angel, one's a demon.
Yeah, Crowley's a demon, and that's David Tennant. And so they decide that their goal is to shield this kid from all the evil in the world so he won't turn out to be the destroyer of the world. And it's funny. It's all supposed to be. It's very funny. It's written by Terry Pratchett. Rest in peace. He's famous for the Discworld series and Neil Gaiman of comic book fame and writing fame. I mean, American Gods, Neverwhere, a whole bunch of great books.
Okay.
And this was his first novel, and it was co-written, and it's great. It's one of my favorite. So I'm looking forward to that. The other show, and I didn't know this was a thing until I looked it up yesterday about this, What We Do in the Shadows, from the movie. You remember Taika Waititi, the Flight of the Conchords guys? It's the mockumentary about vampires that are coming. They've decided to film a reality show and come out.
Oh, those guys are funny.
Man, that movie is as funny as it gets to me. It's, their buddy accidentally gets bit by a werewolf, and they have to decide. And that's the only thing that keeps the werewolves and vampires happy together is that the buddy was bitten. And maybe werewolves are people, too. But the first episode will be directed by Taika Waititi and written by Jermaine Clement, which is the other big star of that show. So I'm excited about that. What about you guys? What about you?
I think Stranger Things season 3 will be...
Good trailers for that now.
Yeah.
And July 4th, which is an interesting...
Very odd.
Release date. That's about the big one for me. I'm trying to think of anything else off the top of my head.
Well, I got one more.
True Detective season 3 will probably be interesting.
It's interesting with the cast. It's not the... It's a very talented cast, but not the big name power cast that they've picked on the other ones.
Mm-hmm.
So I was about to sit and watch the first season of it while the second season was going on, and I think I got turned off by all the people that didn't like the second season.
Yeah.
I need to go back and watch them, though.
Yeah. No, it's good stuff.
So, The Punisher.
Oh, Punisher?
The Punisher comes out.
I actually saw a nice meme that says... it was a looked like a legitimate headline. It says Punisher cancel. Maybe you shared it.
That was me.
Punisher cancels Netflix instead of Netflix canceling everything else.
Yeah,
nice. Yeah. I enjoyed Punisher.
Yeah.
I mean, I have to admit that I am not so sad to see all the Marvel shows go away from Netflix, because with the exception of the first season of Daredevil, and the Daredevil was made enjoyable.
Yeah.
But it wasn't top shelf, TV. Jessica Jones season 1 was amazing.
Yeah.
I did not enjoy Luke Cage. I did not enjoy The Defenders. I did not enjoy season 1 of Iron Fist. And season 2 of Iron Fist, I hear it ends well, but I didn't enjoy it either. So
I didn't even get to season 2. I'm in the middle of season 2 on Luke Cage and haven't seen anything since then.
It's like pulling teeth to finish
it. When is the Disney app coming out?
This year.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's going to be very exciting.
Oh,
about.
It's not a coincidence that they're canceling
the
show.
Yeah. When the Disney app comes out, I will get it.
And
I will finally watch all these comic book movies.
Oh, you heard it here first. But I am on board with The Punisher, though.
Yeah.
The Punisher season 1 was really good.
Yeah.
I got to tell you, there's another movie that I think is a very underrated movie from last year, and that's Fury with Brad Pitt and...
the Tank movie?
Yeah. And, Berenthal.
Yeah.
He's in it, too. That guy's a great actor.
Yeah.
I mean, he is... Shane, Punisher, and he's the greasiest, dirtiest guy in the world in Fury.
He was, I think, by far the most interesting part of Banner Brothers Pacific.
Oh, yeah, he was great in that. He is a great actor.
Yeah.
And very underrated. A guy that I think's on the verge of doing big things, because he's been in a lot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But getting a starring role in things is very, very good to see.
Yeah.
There's another show that I can't wait for, Netflix show, and it kind of ties into something I'm looking forward to in comics because I haven't read it yet, any of it yet, Umbrella Academy.
Oh, yes.
I'm excited about that.
So what is Umbrella Academy?
Highly recommend.
Umbrella Academy, there was a bunch of children.
Give me the two-sentence
Well,
spiel.
First off, it's by Gerard Way from My Chemical Romance.
He wrote it.
That was his first foray into comics, and it was amazing.
He had wrote comics his whole life, just never had them published.
Right.
And then he got famous, and then Dark Horse came to him, and he went to, or no, he pitched to Dark Horse, hey, I've got this comic that I've always wanted to do.
Yeah.
They liked the idea. It's about simultaneously on the planet, there were a bunch of kids born to women that were not pregnant at the time, and they just miraculously got pregnant and had a kid very fast. Well, this very rich guy, billionaire, adopted... Seven or eight of them. And they all have superpowers. And he raises them to be the Umbrella Academy to defend the Earth. And it's very pulp, noir. It's very campy, but serious. And so when they get older,
like the worst elevator pitch.
Well, like all families, they hate each other.
Okay.
And they go their own ways. And when he dies, they all have to come back together. And that's where the first story arc starts.
Okay.
Yeah.
And
so you, like... Orphan Annie, the musical, meets X-Men.
One sister becomes who was the outcast and is hate is not really get, doesn't get along with him because she's the only one that didn't have powers. Turns out is the most powerful one out of all of them.
Hey y'all, Outcast.
And spoiler alert, it won't. She's the bad guy. One of the bad guys. Yeah. So.
What channel is this going to be on?
And Netflix.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. Ellen Page is in it. And Mary J. Blige is in it.
Not so excited about that.
And then the second story arc was pretty good, too. It was all about one of the kids could go backwards in time.
Mm-hmm.
And he got stuck in time. So when he finally learns to go forward in time, he's still a kid and they're all grown up.
Interesting.
But he is badass. And in the second one, he has to assassinate JFK to keep time stream right. So that one, it's called Umbrella Academy Dallas. And so the series looks good. And then the third story arc, which has been long overdue, is called Hotel Oblivion, and it started in October. And I'll wait till it's combined to read it this year. I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah. So Hotel Oblivion different than the Hotel California?
Yeah, this one's way worse. Okay. Although Hotel California is purgatory, right? That's what that is?
I believe so,
You can check out anytime you want, but you can never leave. Yeah, then
Joe Walsh.
That Joe Walsh, but I was going to say it, Glenn Frey.
Wait, does Glenn Frey do that solo or Joe Walsh?
No, I'm just talking about singing. It's Don Henley and Glenn Frey. And,
yeah, Glenn Frey dead.
Glenn Frey, he's dead.
And speaking of he dead, uh-oh, as you know, that...
Oh, rough week last week.
Rough week last week. We can get in that in a second, but I did participate once again in the Celebrity Death Pool.
He invited us 2 hours before it started.
Oh.
New Year's Day.
Yeah, it's kind of shitty. Yeah. We've had four guys the last 2 years, and one guy dropped out 2 hours before, so I was trying to find a fourth at the last minute. Didn't end up finding one, but I have not won in 3 years. I'm a little on the schneid here. I will stall for time, Jay, as I look at my list.
You say you don't watch a lot of TV, though. You still do watch the Netflix stuff and stuff when you get time, or just...
Every once in a while, I'll go through a binge and... knock something out.
All right, right,
much Jay. Like trade paperbacks in comics, you just read it all at once. That makes sense.
All right, so here's my list. Sorry to interrupt, even though you're the guest. That was kind of a dick move. In the spirit of Bender. All right, so here's my first. Here's my 10 picks. My first pick, Bob Dole.
Oh, Bob Dole. That's probably a layup.
Former President Jimmy Carter.
He's getting up there.
Yeah.
Bob Barker.
Mm.
As we alluded to earlier in the episode,
I just really heard that Barker's gotten some. I mean, this last week or two, he's like come out that he's in bad shape.
Good.
So, I don't think if you've seen that documentary on HBO about all the actors and comedians that are 90 and above, I don't think Dick Van Dyke's going anywhere.
No.
Yeah,
they had to make him up in Mary Poppins Returns to look his old age.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, man, and he's married to a 60-year-old, very attractive 60-year-old woman. He's
old people get in car accidents, too.
It was Mel Brooks. It was his documentary on HBO last year, and it was all of him and his buddies, Rob Reiner it's Rob's dad. Which is dad's name? Is it Rob?
Carl Reiner.
Yeah. And all of them, and, you know, like Max Brooks even says in it, he goes, we've talked about it on the podcast, those guys... were never committed adultery, never did hard drugs, worked in comedy their whole life, and enjoyed the spirits from time to time, and none of them ever really smoked. He goes, that's the key. They were happy and had fun their whole life did something they loved, and they're all healthy at 90.
And both Carl Reiner and I know for sure Mel Brooks' wife has passed away, but is Carl Reiner's wife passed away?
I believe so, too.
And I think they have like a little lunch date, like, couple times a week and have a couple drinks.
He finally died, right? He finally died this past year. Didn't Carl Reiner die? No, is he still alive?
Yeah, I think he still is.
And another one, who's the TV guy? Not just Carl Reiner, but the guy that he did One Day at a Time, the new Netflix version of it. I'll think of who he is, but go ahead with your list.
All right, so we have Ed Asner, Mikhail Gorbachev. I think this one is going to be a big hit here. Little Richard.
I forget. I mean, you forget about Little Richard. What's the last thing he's done outside of being in the movie Mystery Alaska?
He's in that.
He sings the national anthem.
I haven't seen him since like Full House.
And Russell Crowe convinces him to sing it as long and draw it out as long as he can, so it freezes the Rangers out.
Nice.
Yeah, funny, good movie.
This one's I hope doesn't actually happen, but just based on how I've seen in the last couple of years on College Game Day, Lee Corso.
He's up there, man.
Yeah, he ain't looking good. Ruth Bader Ginsburg, she ain't been doing well lately.
No. Yeah. Anybody going to watch that movie?
No.
Hmm,
and then Prince Philip, Queen Elizabeth's husband.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I didn't even know she was married until he was still alive until the whole wedding, royal wedding, popped up this year.
So, breaking news for me, so I didn't. Yeah, I had no clue.
Anyway, we did have some people pass away here, but nobody in the league yet. But yeah, Mean Gene Okerlund. What a terrible day. Mean Gene Okerlund.
All right, so at work,
Bob Einstein.
So it was a slow week at work because of the half week, you know, and so that we were kind of little thin in the office. So that I take for granted millennials, especially younger millennials that are in the workforce now.
Yeah, yeah.
So I get the alert from TMZ or wherever, Mean Gene Okerlund's dead. And I go, ah, shit. And they're like, what's wrong? I go, Mean Gene Okerlund died. And they all say, who is that?
Oh, no.
And then hours later, Super Dave Osborne. I go, oh, now Super Dave. And they're like, yeah, dude, you're so old. I'm like, I hate everyone in here.
Have you seen his episode of Comedians and Getting the Cars with the Coffee?
Bob Einstein?
Yeah.
I have not.
Oh, my God.
He's great.
He is great. He tells us, I'll tell it real quick, just dirty joke. So a kid walks in to his parents having sex, wearing costumes. And dad goes, I'm sorry. You know, he's like, what are you doing with my mom? And he's like, hey, you know, I'm sorry. Just give us 15 minutes, you know, and I'll talk to you. So he closes the door. Dad finishes his business up, goes to find his kid, finds his kid banging his grandma.
What?
And when the dad goes, what are you doing? And he goes, not so funny now, is it?
Oh, that's awful. That is awful.
And this is, you know, Bob Einstein's like a 73-year-old man.
76. Him and Mean Gene died at 76 on the same day.
And
yeah, there was a third.
There was a third. The captain from the Captain and Tennille.
Oh, Captain and Tennille, yeah.
Also 76 years old, yeah.
Yeah. I
wild stuff.
Yeah, I was watching the stuff about him, and I guess they had, you know, a long history with the Today Show because they were on it so much throughout the years.
Captain and Tennille?
Yeah, like performing and stuff.
What are they like? Lauer.
Well,
Lauer will keep us together.
And when they got a divorce, she went on there and spilled the beans that he wasn't the best guy in the world and stuff.
Yeah.
But, a guy that had the audacity to put on that hat and wear it all the time. That's pretty, you know, and just call himself the captain.
Yeah, if you're going to refer to yourself as a captain, there is a 100% chance you have a drinking problem.
Probably right.
Well, speaking of wrestling.
Uh-oh. Oh, today's the Royal Rumble and we're not watching it.
No, and that's like a while from now.
Oh, is it from now? What's tonight? No.
So I saw a clip today from the independent circuit.
I saw this.
You know what you're talking. You know what I'm talking about.
I haven't seen it yet.
So this independent wrestler named Priscilla Kelly. Is that right, Jay?
I don't know her name.
Was in an indie match when she had a her combatant strapped to a chair, she proceeded to reach into her tights. Pull out a bloody tampon and then shove it in her opponent's face.
In her mouth.
In her mouth. Yeah.
Oof.
This is.
It has been quite the controversy in the wrestling world.
Okay, I got two things for you. One, it's Norman Lear is a guy that's still kicking in his 90s, creating all this TV.
Yeah.
And two, I've never shared this on the air. Maybe
you should have played a tampon in somebody's face before.
So, do you remember when what was that show with Fear Factor was first big
with Joe Rogan?
Yeah, with Joe Rogan, we were in Joplin, Missouri. There was this nightclub called Club Miami. Oh boy, I've got this here. Let me see it real quick.
And we will post it to Facebook page.
Ooh,
oh. She's really digging in there.
She is. Play by play. She's getting in there like it's a problem. Like it's stuck.
She's got the worst case of crabs ever.
Boy, that's almost a NSFW right there shot. Oh, but there she goes. Ooh, it looks like a teabag at this point.
I thought it was a mouse at first.
A mouse. And there it goes. Yep, that is. Oh, well, I guess she won. Was the name of the match the old the bloody tampon match? So if you shoved it in your opponent's mouth,
I'm not sure on the details, but it has been very interesting where you have some wrestlers coming to her defense and some wrestlers telling her she is a terrible, terrible person.
So Club Miami, which was one of the few nightclubs in Joplin that we would go to because they had a very popular ladies' night. We would go.
Oh, I'm sure those ladies are great.
They had, it's Joplin. You got the cream of the crop and the bottom of the barrel all in one spot. So they had a Fear Factor themed contest, and it was the, you know, how you could do things that you couldn't, and the crowd would vote on it, and it was over several weeks. The winners were two girls that would get up, and so a guy got a Prince Albert. They covered his his manhood or the
oh, we got a real Prince.
They got a trunk. They covered the trunk mostly up, and he got that on stage.
Oh,
and there was things like that. But the winning team was two girls who got up and they started grinding on each other, and we were like,
"Good spot.
This is not gross."
Yeah.
And then one girl sat the other girl down and was like strip teasing on her, and then she reached into her pants and pulled one out and put it in the girl's mouth.
Oh,
and they won.
Yeah,
they won. Yeah. But it was all like, I believe this was. It was all fake. It was jelly on one, and that
yeah,
they
this
did.
This was fake. The girl said it was fake.
But still, that was the instant shock of it. So what's funny about this is I feel like they ripped off. It's an independent circuit, but I feel like they ripped off Joplin, Missouri. And by the way, that was like 16 years ago.
Wow,
that happened.
Wow,
that's a good. That's a good gimmick.
Yeah, hands down winner. There wasn't even a vote.
Yeah.
They were like, yep, every other act's done. Game over. Like,
jeez.
Yeah, that's rough. But anyway, we'll move past that. What were we talking about? TV, I got into comic books. How about, I know this isn't a comic-based episode, but is there anything comic book-wise you're looking forward to? Or is,
I'll tune out the next 5 minutes.
Yeah. I'm so far behind on comic books.
That's kind of the way I am. Like, there's nothing new that interests me unless it makes, like, a massive blip on the radar.
Yeah.
It's tough.
I have the Marvel Unlimited app, so I'm about 6 months behind on everything anyway. But
have you thought about getting the DC app? And you can jump back in because it's an original programming on this too. But I
can't justify it.
No, me neither. And here's why I wanted you to jump back in, Tom, is we just partially cut the cord.
Yeah.
We got rid of all the boxes in every room except for our main floor. We scaled back our package. We went to Fire Sticks, and I haven't turned it on down here. But we did in the bedroom, so we have no cable in the bedroom. It's all Fire Stick, like Netflix, Amazon Prime, things like that. The girls' room, they've been at Santa brought them TVs for Christmas, so they've been at like just Amazon and Prime and Netflix in their room for like since Christmas, and it's been better. But I tell you where it sucks is right now, because even if you did have I did have cable down here, Spectrum and the Tribune. Company are at war, and we couldn't watch the second game because it's on Fox, and those channels are gone right now.
Fox is pretty easy to pick up with rabbit ears, though.
Yeah, it
yeah,
is.
But I don't have any because we're just now started this. So we were going to cut the cord completely.
Yeah.
But by the time you get all the channels you want, because there's not one streaming service, with the exception of DirecTV Now, that has all the channels you want.
PlayStation Vita does.
No, it doesn't.
Well, it doesn't have the Viacom stuff.
And it doesn't have, like, MTV.
It doesn't have the...
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
MTV doesn't have VH1. And
DirecTV Now is the only one that has everything that we would want in our household.
Yeah.
And by the time you get everything you want, and by the time, or if you piece it together other ways, I'm back to the same cost as not cutting the cord.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I the only good way to cut the cord and save money, because I'm convinced, and trust me, we spent a lot of time this week on it. I am convinced the only way you can cut the cord and save money is if you steal something or you share as a, like, I know people. I'm not going to name any names because they're not here to defend themselves. Not my wife. But they share sign-ons to, like, different things, whether it's HBO Go and stuff. And that's, I mean, but then that's why companies get wise to it, and they put a cap on how many devices can be logged into it and things like that. But, yeah, it's very frustrating.
I've been bumped down to sports events on TV because too many users are on a sign-in.
Yeah, that sucks.
Yeah, we cut the cord completely. So
what do you do, though? You obviously have Netflix.
Netflix. I have a friend that loans out.
You know someone who has a friend.
Yeah, I've been told of somebody that does this. So.
Yeah, we would never do that. We
it
don't
seems like that's
that,
the way to go, is one person will have the Hulu account, and their person has the play, you know, Netflix
I've been
account.
Trying to talk my buddy Matt, who is over for game night, into getting the DC app, and when the Disney,
we talked about it there.
Yeah, when the Disney one starts up, I was going to give him my information then.
Yeah, I like that. I like that. We just got an. This is new Netflix. I'd never seen this, but there were three of us watching Netflix at once, and the warning popped up for the last person to sign on that it's an extra $3 a month to get another device to be logged in at the same time.
Yeah,
and DirecTV Now, it's either them or PlayStation View. I think it might be DirecTV Now. They had a thing to where it was you could stream two simultaneously and pay an extra $5 a month to get a third.
Okay.
And then PlayStation View was kind of the same way. And I almost thought about YouTube was one of the things I thought about and didn't work out.
I've heard YouTube Red is pretty good.
Yeah, it has good reviews, but again, they
I got
don't
it just for
Karate Kid.
Karate Kid, Cobra Kai.
It's not YouTube Red. YouTube Red's different. If you get YouTube TV, you automatically get all the original programs.
Yeah,
and we'll see. The way I'm looking at it is we're taking a small steps to wean ourselves from needing cable.
Yeah.
But the only reason I kept it the way I did is it's the same price.
Yeah.
I mean, our bill went from 200 and something a month. Now we're down to 140.
Yeah.
That's a big savings a month.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, see, we got rid of it because all our kids watch was Netflix.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then
our YouTube channels.
Yeah.
Yeah, YouTube shows.
And so they weren't watching anything. I was watching sports, and my wife would watch like HGTV.
Yeah.
And stay up all hours of the night. And
HD, so what you said?
What no,
you
HGTV.
Oh, HG, yeah.
You have Sling or...
Nothing.
You have nothing?
No.
Yeah, just Netflix. Only thing we pay for right now.
Get that PlayStation.
And then you know people that have other things.
We did the MLB package for a while, but yeah. I couldn't get the Cardinal games live.
Yeah, because it's in your network. You don't get it. Yeah.
So I'd watch other games, and then the next day I'd watch the Cardinal game and be a day behind. But
You know what you do is what my buddy did.
He drives to a parking garage and gets binoculars and watches into the ballpark.
He somehow rerouted his router to be in a different state.
Used a VPN.
Oh, yeah. You can do. Yeah, you don't have to do it. You just need to pay for a VPN.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you can do that.
We cut the cord 3 years ago and have had PlayStation View the entire time, and I could not be happier with it.
Well, so Plex is an awesome app that's kind of, you can share your video libraries with your friends and stuff. Mm-hmm. And I happen to know, again, I know a guy who knows a guy named Dwayne that happens to be very good at what he does. So that's how we watched Ocean's 8, because we share his server. Mm-hmm. And he has automatic downloads, so he has things set up to where he, whenever something comes online, it just automatically gets the best copy of it and downloads it for him. Because he's smarter than me about that stuff.
Yeah.
But there's... It's not worth my time to do it. You know?
No.
Something's that big, eventually it'll get to where I can see it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think that the only thing that we were worried about is we really, really wanted to finish this season of Ray Donovan, so we made sure we kept Showtime for a while.
Yeah.
Sure.
And we don't need HBO till April. So. Yeah.
I'll probably get HBO in April. I've been like illegally streaming Game of Thrones for years.
No. Now you may pay for the last one, huh?
Probably.
Let's see if I had anything else on all. Oh, sports also, 2019. One thing I'm looking forward to is Cardinal baseball again.
Yes.
And because the city is good and baseball's good in this town, and we have a very good first baseman, and we have a very good first baseman again.
Yeah.
He's not Albert Pujols. He may not even be Mark McGwire, but in this day and age, he's as good as you get at that spot. So
they should be. Better.
Oh, they're going to be better.
Yeah.
And I don't think they're done. I did hear that Bryce Harper had the White Sox offer is the best, although details haven't been leaked.
Have the Cardinals offered him anything?
No.
They were the third favorite. Vegas odds have it
Yankees.
Phillies. No, they have Phillies, Dodgers, Cardinals as the odds.
Yeah.
For Harper?
Yeah, for Bryce Harper, yeah.
They did get rid of Puig.
Yeah. Yeah, Puig. Yeah. That, and a lot of people thought that was, Puig and Kemp.
He
had a good year this
there.
Year. Yeah. There, yeah. He had a good Kemp. Kemp had one of those quiet 30 home run, 275, 280 batting average years. But he's not the MVP candidate.
I would love Puig, but Puig would not work in this town.
I think the this season to be a success in St. Louis, they don't have to win the World Series, but they have to make the playoffs again.
Yeah. Agreed.
We have a new manager for a full year. They've really put some into him. Reyes has returned. Mm-hmm. How he's going to fit in.
Sounds like bullpen.
So
who are your five starters right now?
Well, it was our boy from Japan, Mikolas.
Yeah.
Yep.
Mikolas. It's going to still be...
Flaherty will be two.
Flaherty, two. Three will be Waka.
Carlos,
four.
Probably.
Carlos Martinez will be in there, and then the fifth will be – they got rid of Luke Weaver.
Yeah, it'll be between, like, Gomber and Wainwright.
It'll be Wainwright some, Gomber, but Wainwright, like I said on the show, if you look at his structure of his contract, he's going to be in the bullpen. He gets a plateau, makes an extra million for how many appearances.
Yeah.
And a starter literally cannot make the amount of
appearances. Well, he'll come in as a starter. He might end up in the bullpen.
Yeah, he's got incentives for starting, relieving, and closing.
Yeah, so he's I think, and what I like about that is I think Adam Wainwright is a guy that wants to finish. He wants to finish in St. Louis.
Yeah.
And I think that he's aware of his diminishing return.
Sure.
So, you know, Carpenter was better in his last year than Wainwright. Looking like in his better last year, Chris Carpenter.
Yeah, well, I mean, the problem is Carpenter really never lost that velocity.
Yeah, and Wainwright
is gone.
Well, he has it for an inning.
Yeah,
and then so maybe in the bullpen, you know.
Yeah,
and he still for an inning can throw maybe the most ankle breaking curveball you've
when
ever
seen.
When
it's there, it's there. When it's not,
yeah. Right. So they also have Gant.
Yeah, I forgot about Gant.
Gant's a good fifth guy.
I don't see him going to Mayers at all.
No. You know what they do have, though, is they got a 1-2 punch in relief now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they have
Dakota Hudson.
Yeah, Hudson could be, too.
Oh, Hudson, yeah. Oh, yeah, he's very good, too.
Ryan Helsley, if he breaks camp.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well-respected and coveted young staff of pitchers every year in the minors.
Yeah.
And those don't always pan out, and it seems like here and there they do well. It's just down the stretch. I mean, it's hard to go off of young pitching in the stretch. Look at Waka's year. When Waka had flitted up, he didn't do so hot in the playoffs. Yeah. You know, I mean,
well, that shoulder has never really gotten right.
Well, I just mean that original year where he came out. I mean, in the playoffs,
he was good until the World Series.
Red Sox bust out the whooping stick on everybody.
Read a rumor that the Cardinals were kicking the tires on Shelby Miller, bringing him back.
Well, it's a long shot because they'd only offer him a minor league deal, and it's most likely he could get a 1 or 2 year deal someplace else.
That's probably true.
Yeah. But the lineup is solid. The pitching staff is up. There's a lot of potential.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the Cubs, the window's closing more and more every year.
I agree
and they
that.
Haven't done anything.
They do not. They're not going to do anything.
No.
They're not.
If anything, they're going to have to cut some payroll.
Yeah. Yeah. And this is, I think this, is it this year or next year, this team will not be together anymore.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, it's just the way it is. I tell you what, though, fucking Baez, I would love to have that guy.
Oh,
my God,
yeah, absolutely.
Not just for his glove, but his bat came around this past season.
Yeah.
And
I mean, love Chris Bryant on this team.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. But Baez, to me, is like when Jose Reyes was in his prime.
Mm-hmm.
He's like watching Michael Vick in baseball.
Yeah.
He's just.
That's the one part of the Cardinals still. It's like, is DeJong still the long-term answer? Probably not.
We'll see. I mean, he's got a bat. We'll see.
He's okay. Yeah. His defense is not great.
No, but Wong's defense is finally up to where it should be. He's arguably got screwed out of the Gold Glove.
He did.
Well, Wong is always the problem with him is the consistency.
Yeah, but now his glove
better
is
and
consistent.
Better. And what I like about Schilt is Schilt was just like, fuck it, you're my second baseman. And was it playing that Mickey Mouse crap that Matheny did with him all the time?
Yeah.
So, yeah. Yeah, that's just, I don't know. I'm excited about Cardinal baseball. So.
Yeah, I am
I'm
too.
Excited about Cardinal baseball. I'm excited about the NHL draft. Because I think the Blues are going to get a really good pick.
Yeah.
And you, what's your hashtag?
Lose for Hughes.
Yeah, there you go. He wants
I was there last night. Another fucking debacle. Wearing my Jake Allen jersey like a fucking chump.
And he apologized.
Terrible.
Jake Allen took blame for it. He said it was my fault.
He was so bad. I felt
well, you let the goals up, buddy. Yeah, of course it was your fault.
Bad.
Yeah, I was I didn't watch the game, but it would get the alert every period. And I'm like, all right, they're up after two. They lost. I'm not surprised.
No. And what's killed the Blues all year, they give up two goals like within 45 seconds.
Yeah.
And just like all of a sudden you're down 3-2 now. And the Blues dominated the game, deserved to win, but just couldn't get that third or fourth goal. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to a good prospect. I'm looking forward to them trading some of these bums out of town.
Get rid of the bums.
We don't have professional football here anymore, but
soon.
Yeah, well, soon we'll
I've
have
seen,
the
I've seen commercials. Yeah. For them and the AFL, or the what's American? Is it American,
American
Football
Alliance
League?
Football?
American Alliance Football, yeah.
But I am excited for our as the billboards around town. Our football team, the Missouri Tigers, had a pretty good season, and bringing in Kelly Bryant from Clemson,
that should be huge. You were disappointed, as all of us. We were disappointed with the bowl game.
It doesn't really matter, but it bummed me out. I felt bad for Drew Locke and the seniors. You know. They played a really good game, and you know our secondary was terrible. And you know Oklahoma State, even though it wasn't the best Big Eight rivalry Missouri had, still you want to beat those guys.
I really love those helmets though for that game. those little cartoon tigers.
Missouri had 13 games this year. I don't believe they wore the same helmet once.
But it was. They were like, remember when Oregon was the only team that did that?
Yeah.
I think it was like when they first started
the recruits
that.
Like it.
Oregon had like, there was one year, the first year when the whole alternate jersey thing really broke in college football, Oregon had like 16 different possible uniform combinations.
Yeah.
It's like, what? We're looking into, speaking of uniforms, and I'll have to keep an eye out. Whatever jerseys that the women's national team wears here, I'm going to get Hayden one of those.
So you're going to go to the game?
Yeah, we got tickets. Cool. We didn't buy...
Is that in May?
May 15th, I believe.
Well, talk about something to get excited for. I mean, the Women's World Cup, that's really exciting.
Yeah, because we have a chance at that.
Yeah, we do. And I think of women's sports, like...
It's the biggest in the world for women's sports, for the United States anyway.
Yeah, like I'm really surprised. Like a women, they've tried it a couple times. I think they still have a league. I'm surprised a women's soccer league hasn't done.
No, they have an affiliated league with MLS.
But is it now? Well, they've had a couple we had a team.
They have it currently.
We had Roast Beef Vagina herself as our goalie.
Yeah, but they have an affiliated team league currently with the MLS, but it's way smaller.
And it's all in the Northeast, right?
Yes, yeah. I think Chicago is as far over as it gets.
Yeah, I think that's the thing with women's sports. It's just got to stay. It can't be a national thing. It has to be a regional thing because of the travel. Well, it's just too much.
Again, we'll go back to a lot of things.
Not as much on the ladies. It's too much financially because, you know, people aren't.
They just don't have the same.
Yeah, look,
They don't.
And they, I don't.
I think, though, of all the women's sports, soccer could be the one where they
could. I think so, too. Yeah, because, I agree. Yeah.
Because they're. I'm sorry about the hot take here, but women just aren't in basketball, just aren't as athletic as men. And until they can all dunk, then it's not going to
be. Well, I think every girl plays soccer at some point, or most girls.
They are athletic enough, and there's such skill involved in soccer that it can be entertaining. It can have the wow factor.
Yeah.
And, you know, Hayden loves it. I don't know at this point whether it's going to be soccer or softball going forward in her life, and we'll get into softball a little bit. But she, she's excited about that. And as we've said before, one thing that can make a professional women's league in the United States better is if the MLS can get better. I think if you can create, because it's just like we talked about before.
But I don't
if
think we can get the NBA make the NBA is the second most popular.
No, but I think it's different. Monsters, you know. I think we can and the Women's World Cup helps too. You know.
Well, I think the fact that almost every girl, not every girl, but almost every girl touches soccer at some point in their life if they're going to do a sport. Where you know some girls don't ever play basketball or ever have a desire to do it. So I think that's why. And not only that, you were saying that the women's national team brings people together. That's the only women's sport I watch is the Women's World Cup. I will watch if the women's hockey team makes it to like the semifinals. I'll watch that.
Yeah, I'll watch it. But in obviously, the Olympics,
hockey
yeah.
is even more of a niche sport than basketball is.
But well, again, we're also very good at that too. Our women are very good at the hockey.
Yeah, and I don't have daughters. If I did, I would encourage them to go to those games. I would go to a SLU women's soccer game probably because I'd want to encourage them to play sports and. They can identify.
So as it gets closer, we're going to get a jersey that they wear that day, and we're going to get it for the goalie because Hayden's a goalie primarily. Mm-hmm. And there's autograph opportunities that we'll buy and stuff as it gets closer.
Sure.
I want to make that as because we don't have it right now with softball in mm-hmm. America like we used to. Like when they got rid of it in the Olympics, it really hurt softball.
It did.
Yeah.
And was it Jenna Finch?
Jenny Finch, yeah. Who's unbelievable. She was unbelievable.
There is a World Women's Baseball Cup. Every 3 years. They just had it this past summer. Huh. It's not very publicized, though, so yeah, people don't know about it.
And Jenny Finch was the star. When she retired, they were like, okay, it's over.
Yeah. So, it was a good run.
But I really want to make that event. We didn't buy... we bought... so the ticket pricings were like $200, $150, $75, $45, and $35, and we got the $75 range.
God, $200?
That's right at the field level. And... I mean, and the problem with it is, too, is you kind of know this about the NHL Winter Classic, is you're so far away from it because of the way the stadium has to be set up. Like, that $200 section is not a good section.
No.
I can't even remember what I picked. Oh, party foul. That was me.
You're out of control.
when I saw Liverpool play, I can't remember how much I paid. But I was in the 200 level for Cardinals baseball and on like maybe the 25-yard line. It was decent, but the lower bowl is terrible for soccer in Busch Stadium.
Oh, yeah. And we don't have to talk about this real deep, but I do not. I've got what I've got right now is good.
You need a drink more?
Nope, you're good. Right. So, but that guy's that side talk there.
I think it's the first time I've ever spilled.
if we're playing a role playing game, that table talk right there was that the Silver Badger just spilt his beer, and I'm cleaning it up as I go. That's how good I am.
I feel like an asshole now.
But no, I don't want to get into this. But Liverpool will not be the Invincibles Part 2 in the Premier League. They lost to Man,
dropping knowledge.
Man City. I watch it every Saturday, Sunday. I watch Premier League.
Yeah.
That was rough.
So the Invincibles are the equivalent of the 1972 Miami Dolphins.
Yeah.
Where the Arsenal, I can't remember the year. It was before I got into soccer.
2008? Something like that?
It was earlier than that.
2004 then. Yeah, I just read about the
history. That sounds right. So Arsenal win a whole 38 games without losing.
They don't have the most points ever in a season. That was still...
They did a lot of draws that year.
Yeah, they had a lot of draws, but they didn't lose a game. And Liverpool made it to the halfway point unbeaten. And everybody's like, they have it, the ability. And then the first game after the midway point, they lost to Man City.
Yeah.
The second place team.
Yeah, that was a tough game. And the defending champs.
Defending champs.
So are you on board with Liverpool now? Is this your team?
I really enjoy watching them play. They're fun to watch. I really enjoy watching them play. And that, for me, is what the team I like. I don't give a shit who it is.
Yeah.
Like I said, I enjoy watching Man U right now with that shot in the arm of getting rid of the coach.
Oh, yeah.
They're excited to watch play.
Yeah. Who knew pulling your best players would be a good strategy?
But no.
Do you follow soccer at all?
Not really. I played for 16 years.
How old are
your
kids? You have two daughters, right?
Two daughters and a son.
Well, okay. And that's how we know each other. I coach his daughter. Yeah.
How old is your youngest?
He's 7.
Okay, so you don't have to get up like the ass crack of dawn anymore, probably.
Oh, no, they turn on the TV and do everything themselves.
Yeah, they're self-sufficient. So yes. It's great.
Oh, if you're a young parent, I mean, soccer, it's easy to get into because it's on early as hell on Saturday and Sunday mornings.
That's why I don't really watch it anymore.
Yeah. All right, so what about, we didn't ask you on the sports. Is it what outside the Cardinals, what are you looking forward to in 2019? Is there anything sports related?
It's pretty much the Cardinals and Mizzou.
Yeah.
I mean, it would have been the Blues at the beginning of the season.
Not a bad time to be a Mizzou fan either. Football's on the upswing. Basketball's on the upswing. Wrestling is always good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's enjoyable.
And we like women's sports here on this podcast. I mean, their women's basketball team's always in the tournament.
Yeah.
The women's softball team's always really strong.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We enjoy it. I would tell you what I'd love to do. Mm-hmm. I'd love to get our daughters to a college softball game. That'd be fun.
I can probably work that out. My brother lives down there.
Oh, that'd be awesome. Yeah. We should take them. Yeah.
They had their own stadium, which is awesome.
Yeah, we've been to it. Yeah.
And my oldest daughter, we have our first tournament, and it's an out-of-town tournament, Cape Girardeau next weekend. I'd like to get her to a college volleyball game, which just ended. That just ended. But, so let's get done with all the things we're looking forward to. But
Real quick, the SEC Network has the women's sports on it.
Oh, yeah.
So, we've watched a lot of Mizzou women's games.
That's awesome.
That is awesome. Now we'll jump into the our final segment, and Missy, I know she's home because the door was open at one point, but she is not going to come down here, I guess, which is okay, but we're going to do the throw it to Missy segment. As always, she's not here to say anything. She didn't have anything, even if we did. And like you know, this is the quick hits. Anything you have to talk about that we didn't cover, let's jump into it. So let's, again, let our guest go first.
All right, one sleeper movie for you for next year.
Uh-oh.
Fighting with My Family.
Oh, I saw the trailer poster for it.
Wait, is it the one where Paige is in it?
It's based off her life.
Okay. Oh,
it's
got the Rock. It is her. It's on. Yeah, all about her. Yeah, yeah. That's pretty cool. And he did help her.
Yeah.
Okay.
It looked really interesting.
It's $10 Productions. There are $8 Productions. It's The Rock co-producing it with WWE.
Are they covering the sex tape in it?
I don't know.
I think it's all about getting to the WWE, not the scandals that have happened after.
That's a sequel.
not being in a three-way with the guy from...
So I guess technically this is the prequel.
Yeah, there you go. It does look fun.
Yeah.
The trailer looks... You expect a certain amount of hokey, but it doesn't look that way.
It doesn't.
They're giving it a serious take on the two random kids from Europe's dream to make it in the WWE.
I'd much rather see that than a Detective Pikachu.
Well, and Nick Frost is their dad.
Oh, that's fun. Okay. Yeah, that is fun. Oh, yeah, the whole family looks fun. They're like the clumps of the wrestling world.
Nice.
Yeah, it does look pretty good. I'm down with that. Anything else?
No, I don't got nothing else.
What about you, Jerk Store?
Well, the Jerk Store called. I don't think I have anything else. I think I kind of covered everything. Like I said, I went to the Blues game last night. They lost again. It was terrible.
I've got four things. One is in 2019, last thing I hope is for a better USA. We really had a bad USA the last couple of years. Hopefully we pull it out.
Bad USA?
USA, a better USA, just in general.
Like our country?
Yeah.
Oh, we want to talk blow?
No, I'm just saying, fingers crossed.
Build that wall. No, don't build that
wall. One thing I'm
Please
looking forward to, and like we had mentioned a while ago, that I coach Jay's daughter, Madeline, and we have Sting softball starting back up tomorrow night. It's our first practice.
Wow, all right. Going for that title, huh?
Yeah, well, we won summer and fall, so we're and this will be our first real full season in gal pitch because they're 10U now.
Okay.
And they're going to be good. The girls are good. The girls are, and not because of me, but every girl, for the most part, enjoys playing, and they've all improved not just every season, but every, like, 2-3 games, there's a different girl on the field than she was there before, and it's fun. It'll be fun. I enjoy it, and that's something Jay and I have together, which is a good time.
They do have a good coach.
Yeah, their coach is awesome.
Oh, you're the guest. You want to kiss his ass?
Madeline will play more, maybe.
Yeah.
There you
go. Yeah, because I was going to bench her until he said that. The one thing I'm looking forward to in terms of this podcast, and that leads into the next two things I was going to talk about, is we just started the year out with a guest just now. A returning guest, and kind of, more than just a guest. I think we're close enough now that anytime you want to come on, you just come on. I mean,
I'll just start showing up.
Yeah, we got room for you. But also, I'm looking forward. We've got a couple other crossovers already in the works. We just haven't nailed down a day. And so I'm looking forward to more of that, getting the podcast back on a regular schedule. And no one knows anything about this, but we just got reached out to by our boys at the ABC podcast, who have created an aggregate website for all Missouri-based podcasts called, it's not a network per se, it's completely free, but it is podcastmo.com, so podcastmo, so we will have we're going to join them. He sent it out to us, the Cerebral Entertainment Podcast, obviously Shane of the Rock Paper Podcast. He sent it out to everybody. I looked it over. There's a Facebook page, there's a website. I think we're going to do our part. We're going to join it. And so we'll be a part of a bigger community now. And it'll be a place that we'll plug all the time where you can see a lot of these St. Louis and even further based Missouri podcasts. So I'm looking forward to that. That'll lead hopefully to bigger and better things because I think we do a good job all the time, but I think, let me rephrase it. I think we do a good job half the time, but I think that half...
We try, damn it.
I think that half goes up to like 3/4 when we have more guests. I think we're really...
I agree.
I think our episodes are better in between when we have guests. But, the chemistry just works better when there's another person, and then when we go back to our normal format, it just feels fresher every time. So I'm looking forward to that. So that's all I got. Anything else to sound off on before you give us an...
Sorry, I was as you were talking and I was not paying attention.
I saw that. I saw that.
I was looking like on CNN's things to look forward to in 2019.
What did they say?
Not much that we hadn't already talked about, but apparently they're doing a reboot of Carmen Sandiego.
Oh, it's on Netflix. Comes out this month.
Nice.
It's a cartoon. It's all about... Yeah, it's not the TV, the game show. Yeah.
Good luck, I'm serious.
And the only problem that I have with it, it looked like it might be good, very female empowering for girls and stuff, kind of like they've done with She-Ra.
Yeah.
But the only thing I have a problem with, it's not a rockapella song that does the intro.
Yeah.
That's what everybody remembers about that show.
That's true. Well, that and the kids like having the impossible things of like finding stuff on the map.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And also, before you start your LGB, Bender, he conceded defeat.
Nice.
When I put a picture of our theme, he goes, oh, yeah, it's been a long weekend.
Yeah.
So I win.
Conceded defeat, just like a lot of Democrats.
That's anyway, yeah, we'll talk politics when we get off of this thing, but give us an LGB.
Hey, let's go Blues. Continue to lose, because I really like that Jack Hughes.
That all rhymed. That was well done. Good job.
Thank you,
sir.
Say bye, Jay.
Bye.
All right, we're going to play the music. This was very energetic. That was way better than the whole thing.